teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve, built to perform.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719. 352-3719.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Why, sure. Thank you very much. We appreciate you being here. Here we go. Yet again, another edition of the best money show that you'll find anywhere. That's right. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. We're standing by to take your phone calls and talking to you about your money, your retirement, your business, whatever it is. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here with me. We're going to start off the hour with a discussion on 401k rollovers. You might be wondering what they are. Well, we'll tell you about that. But if you've thought about transferring your money, say, from your 401k to an IRA, and there are many reasons why you might want to do that, you may need to think about a couple of things, such as this. What? Your age? That could be important. What investment options? Which ones are available to you? That's important. Some of the rules for those who are over or perhaps even under age 59 and a half. How about age 55? That plays a role too. Well, rollover decisions should not be taken lightly, at least in our opinion. So you want to keep it right here for all the information that you need to know about that. That's coming up here with Professor Plum shortly. If you got a question for the Brain Trust, you know what to do. You just give us a call right now. It's our live in-studio on-air number, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. We do have some lines open right now, all ready for you to jump on in and talk with us. Emails, you get those to us at wealthed.com. You can click on the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. The Professor Plum, our longtime trusted brain trust advisor, here again courtesy of the folks at Lucia Capital Group who bring you this hour of the program. If you need a buckets strategy put together specifically for you, one that fits your goals, you can certainly call the professor or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at this phone number off the air, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, the off-air number. Preparing yourself for whatever might happen, yeah, that's one of the keys to a successful retirement plan. You should know that by now. You do know that by now, because we keep telling you. You need to make sure that you have a plan for whatever might happen down the line. Anything could. Again, the number at Lucia Capital Group, off the air, 800-644-1150. And on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Rollover. I should say right away, it's not a command to your dog. The last couple times we did that, I got a couple of snarky emails from people saying, I thought a rollover was something you had your dog do, ha, 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 ha. So please, leave that alone. 401k rollovers.
Wow! Well, don't give up your day jobs with those jokes.
No, no, that's why I'm throwing it out there. Okay, enough of those. Rollovers. Are we talking specifically or mainly about 401ks to an IRA, or are there other rollovers that somebody could actually do?
Well, there are rollovers. IRA to IRA, there is a rollover, and IRA to IRA, there is a transfer, and they have different uses, different timings, and different rules. But typically, when we're moving money from a 401k to an IRA, that's almost always, even though it's being transferred in many cases directly, in many cases it's called, in almost every case, it's called a rollover. You're rolling over your 401k to an IRA, or you're rolling it over from a former employer 401k into your current employer 401k, 403b, or whatever the case. So the movement of money, especially in mass, from one 401k to another retirement account is considered a rollover. Now, the question is, why would you do it? When should you do it? What are the determining factors? How can we do it?
Yeah.
I mean, what happens? And in many cases, it doesn't happen the same way for everybody.
Now, a rollover implies, I would think, that you're doing this without taking any possession of the money. Because once you do that, you're generally Well, you either have to follow some other rules, some other steps, so that you're not taxed and or potentially penalized.
Yes, generally a rollover is where the money is being moved from a 401k or company retirement plan to another retirement account. It is not necessarily a distribution. Generally, a distribution is called a distribution, and a rollover is a rollover. Now, some companies semantically may change the name somewhere, but typically what we're talking about is, and in our discussion, a rollover is not a distribution. It is not money that's coming to you. It is not money that you take control of. Now, there's some confusion in that because there are times when companies will do a rollover and they send the check to you, but it's not made out to you. It's made out to the new IRA custodian, FBO, your name, for benefit of. But they want you to receive the check, and then you take the check and hand it to the new IRA custodian, the new advisor, the new person, or whatever it is that's happening. So you see the money actually happen. You see it, how much it is in your hands, and so you know what's going on the other side. Sometimes people lose sight of how much is actually there when it goes from one account that they really don't know that much about to another account that they don't know much about. And so they kind of lose track of how much money is there. So a lot of companies will actually send the check to the address of record of the employee. And even though the check is not made payable to, like if I were doing it, it would come to me, Rick Plum, or let's say I was moving it to Fidelity, you know, Vanguard, you know, pick a brokerage company. It would be made payable to that company, FBO Rick Plum or Richard Plum. They would send me the check. I can't take that check down to the bank and cash it. It's not made payable to me.
So you in that sense...
That's a rollover.
Right. You have not taken any possession of the money. You're holding the instructions, which is what a check is. You bring it down, you say, here, the instructions are to transfer it from one company to another.
That is a rollover. Even though the check came to me, it wasn't a check for me.
Right.
It was a check for the IRA or the new company plan, whatever the case. Now, if I tell them to send me a check, I'm not rolling it over to an IRA, I want to take a distribution, they will do that too. They will do that, but I will only receive 80% of the money. Anytime money leaves a 401k that's not being rolled over to another retirement account, the company is required to withhold 20% as basically a down payment for the taxes that are potentially going to be owed if I don't transfer all the money into an IRA. So if $100,000 is in my account and I say, send me the money, and it doesn't matter how old I am, send me the money, they're going to send me a check for $80,000 and they're going to send the IRS a check for $20,000. Now, that is not actually the tax that I owe. That's just a down payment.
Well,
it's
it could
be. Yes, it may be too much. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm in the 15% income tax bracket. Or I've got a lot of business write-offs with my new business that I'm starting up. That's why I left the old company. And I'm going to be able to shelter the whole thing, and none of it's taxable. Or maybe my new job, I'm making $500,000 a year. Six. That's why I left. I'm making a lot more money. And the taxes are going to be like 39.6. That's just an arbitrary withholding. Well,
okay, so now you said semi, or you know, I want to. You're talking about even on a distribution.
Any distribution. That's a big difference.
Yes.
Between distribution and rollover, and that's why we were talking about rollover. So when you're signing the forms, if you do not want to have a big check withheld. Now the problem is, in my example on that distribution, I'm under 59.5. I'm under 55 when I left employment. I get the check for 80. If I want to avoid paying income taxes on any amount of it, I have to put it into an IRA. And that way I can avoid the taxes. But if all I have is $80,000 and I put the $80,000 into the IRA...
That doesn't match.
I still have a $20,000 shortfall. $100,000 was distributed from the 401k. I only received 80 of it. The IRS received the other 20. But 100 was distributed. Unless the full 100,000, in this case 100% of the distribution, is then rolled into an IRA within 60 days, I'm going to be taxed and potentially penalized on that shortfall. So that money that the IRS got, either I'm just going to say, you know, I know that I'm going to be penalized and taxed on it, or I've got to come up with another $20,000 in this example to get it into the IRA. We've seen this happen in the past. Check the box carefully. If you want to do a rollover, make sure you check the box. I am rolling this over and put in the new account number, put in the new custodian name, talk to the custodian, ask them exactly how it should be shown on the form, XYZ brokerage, whatever
right.
the case may be. And then they may still send you the check, but it will be made payable to that, and it won't be a taxable event. It's not a 60-day issue. It's just whenever you get it over there. Now, the whole time it's out of the IRA, out of the 401k, when it's in that check form, It's doing nothing for you. So get it over to the IRA or to the new account as soon as possible.
Yeah. Now when you have this $100,000, they send you 80. You don't want to be taxed or penalized, as you said. You've got to put 100.
That's a distribution.
You've got to go get 20,000 in your example from
some other source
and put it into that IRA to make sure that the money out equals the money in. Now somebody will say, "Well, wait a minute though. That 20 grand I paid to the IRS, I mean, what happens to that?" Well,
when you file,
you've
overpaid your taxes for
right,
the year.
Exactly. So theoretically, depending on your tax situation, you will get that money back when you file your taxes.
Everything else being equal, let's say that you set your tax, you're withholding up to break even every year, and every year you broke even exactly what you owed, you withheld the perfect amount out of your paycheck every year. Well, if you do that again, you're going to get a refund of $20,000 in this
right.
example. Or what happens is if you do it early in the year and you say, well, I want to get that $20,000, you can change your withholding and not get the refund but get it more in the paycheck. But most people just get it in the form of a refund at the end of the year, assuming they roll back
yes.
the full $100,000.
Now, you've run into people who have not replaced that. I mean, on
the biggest
one
I saw was $640,000.
Yeah, it was $800,000, and they withheld the
$160,000 went to the government.
And
the person was like, uh-oh, I did this wrong. I checked the wrong box. I got to come up with I'm going to pay taxes and penalties for this gentleman because he was under 55 mm-hmm. on $160,000 of additional income. That's usually pushing people into a significantly higher tax bracket than they would otherwise be. And so he had to go out and do an equity line on his house real quick.
Luckily, for $160,000.
Luckily, he had the equity in the house
yes.
to do that with. And then he was able to roll over the full $800,000, avoid the penalties, mm-hmm. and then get the refund to help him pay back the equity line.
Exactly. Now, I suppose if you're over 59 and a half, the worst that could happen is you're just taxed on it, which
still,
ultimately you would have been.
That's a big jump.
But still, it's a big chunk. Exactly. Okay, 877-PLANNER, who should consider rollovers, all that stuff. We'll talk about that. Any question you have on your mind, you give us a call. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and
the bipartisan and Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security Hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck. Meaning, however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Lines open right now for you, answering your money questions. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, talking to you about your money, strategy, retirement, income, 401k rollovers. It's all coming up this hour, along with your phone calls, of course, at 877-PLANNER. Your emails, too, at wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. Room on the phone, though, right now, 877-PLANNER. Don't forget, is it already this Saturday? Yes, Santa Clara, this Saturday, April 30th. If you're listening in the Bay Area of California, you want to join the Brain Trust, Professor Plum, John Ellis, and all the local advisors there in Santa Clara this Saturday, April 30th. You want to learn all about retirement income strategies. This is presented by Lucia Capital Group. You can get your money questions answered as well, talking about ways to perhaps potentially avoid running out of money before you run out of time. And how do you do that in an uncertain market? What about interest rates? You know, interest, where are they going to be 5 years from now or 10 years from now? Maybe you're retired 2 years from now. Where's the stock market going to be? Is it going to be too high? Is it going to be where it is now? Some people are saying it's going to keep going forward. Nobody really knows. So since nobody really knows, even though they tell you they know, they don't, the best thing to do is to have a plan, have a strategy for anything that might happen. It's why we do what we do on this program. And that's why you need to show up in Santa Clara this Saturday, April 30th, 9 o'clock in the morning, right there across the street. As Terry Keyes was saying, from Levi's Stadium, I guess it's across the street.
It's very close. I think you can see it.
Yeah, yeah, you can see it from there. You know exactly where it is. All right, get the details at wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. It's all free. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number. Any money question you have does not have to be on rollovers, although we're talking for just a little bit about these 401k rollovers, Professor Plum. So the question is, when you want to get money from an IRA, a 401k into an IRA, or go IRA to IRA, whatever it is, but let's talk for just a bit about 401ks. Who should consider doing, perhaps, a 401k rollover? There may be people with money in their 401ks that are saying, well, I've heard about this. I don't know if this is right for me.
Well, generally, people who have left the employer, they want to consider it. Now, if you're still working for the employer, if you're under 59 and a half, you don't have the option of the rollover. You can't do it. So while you're working for that company, the rollover is not available. The only way to get money out of a current employer's 401k plan is a hardship withdrawal. And that is different than a rollover, very different. And so we can go into that later. But the reason to do a rollover is because you are no longer with that employer and you want to consolidate your accounts. You're no longer with the employer, and you didn't like the employer, the options, the investment options in that plan in the first place, and so you go to either an IRA or your new employer 401k that has better options, or you have so many different accounts out that you just, like I said earlier, you want to consolidate. Now, the reason not to do it is it's a little bit easier to, I mean, it's a little bit more creditor proof, not a lot, but a little bit more creditor proof in the 401k, but that'd be the only reason really to keep it there, or that there are investment options in the 401k that you just can't find outside of your 401k. So even though you've left, we see this a lot where people will leave their money with a current 401k because it has a certain investment, like a stable value fund that I've seen some paying in the 2 to 3% range right now, which on a guaranteed account you can't find in the IRA world. So it's all a matter of what you're trying to accomplish. But most of the time, especially as you get up in your ages of towards retirement and you get close to 70, it's a lot easier to consolidate accounts to an IRA so that you have one required minimum distribution to deal with rather than one from your IRA world, one from this employer's 401k, one from that employer's 401k, one from that 403b. The total amount still adds up to the same amount, but you have to take them from different accounts and different things. So it's a little bit more cumbersome. So most of the time, once you've left employment, and in some cases, once you reach 59 and a half, a lot of people start looking at moving money over to IRAs for investment opportunity, for management, for consolidation with other, you know, 401k plans that you've rolled into IRAs to make their life a little bit easier.
Yeah, it's accounting, ease of accounting, but there are other reasons to do so, as well, or not to do so. All right, we'll cover some more of those. We have a couple of questions on these that we're going to get to on the phones right now. 877-PLANNER, still three lines open, 877-PLANNER. Let's go next to Kirk out in Frisco, Texas. Hi, Kirk. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I just had a question. You were talking about rollovers. I want to do a traditional rollover with a Roth, and just curious about, number one, the tax. Well, I just report the amount there as income this year. And once I do roll it over, I'm 58 at this point. How long would I have to leave it in there in order to, before I could withdraw it?
Okay, so you're going to do the conversion, the movement of the money from the traditional IRA to the Roth IRA this year in calendar year 2016, right?
Right.
So the taxable event is based on 2016. It's based on the day the money leaves the traditional IRA. So it's going to be taxable in 2016. Now, in this year, ignoring the rollover, not including the rollover, how much income will you have in the household this year? And are you married?
Yeah, I'm married. Well, it will be around $100,000.
Okay. So most likely this rollover, how big is the conversion?
It's only $2,000.
Oh, $2,000.
It may,
depending upon what your itemized deductions are, you might be in the 25% tax bracket, so you would pay $500 in taxes to move that $2,000 over to a Roth IRA. Now, do you have any other Roth IRAs at this time?
I do have one I have one more, yeah.
So you have a Roth IRA right now. How long have you had that?
Yeah. Oh, I've had it for 10, 15 years.
Okay. So you have total unfettered access to every one of the dollars in every one of your Roth IRAs the day after you turn 59 and a half.
Right. Yeah, they're both old. Yeah, I've had them for a long time.
And so once you get to 59 and a half, you have met every rule you need to meet to be able to have a qualified distribution from any Roth IRA in your name. You are 59, or you will be 59 and a half or older, and you've had a Roth IRA continuously for 5 years. The fact that you did a conversion at 58, once you're 59 and a half, won't have anything to do with anything because you have met the 5 year rules already. So you're good to go as soon as you're 59 and a half. Not that I would want to take it all out in 59 and a half, but if you need to, you can.
Right, okay. So if I was to leave that the traditional in there until after 59 and a half, would that make more sense as far as tax is concerned?
Well, where's your income coming from right now? Are you working?
Yeah, we're both working, yeah.
And so let's move forward a couple of years to your retirement. When you're no longer working, where is the income going to come from in retirement? Social Security and what else?
Well, I'll probably keep working, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
So, I mean, as long as I'm physically able, yeah, I'll just keep working, yeah.
How much in tax-deferred IRA 401k type money do you currently have?
About $20,000.
Are you going to have a huge pension when you retire?
No.
Then don't do the conversion.
That's what I was worrying. The taxes, yeah, when you said 500, that didn't sound good. So.
Well, and that's a guess, but at 100,000, unless you've got quite a bit in write-offs, do you have a big mortgage? Do you pay a lot of property taxes?
No, we don't have a lot of itemized, no.
And so it's unlikely that you're going to be in very much in the 15% bracket, and you'll probably be in the 15% bracket when you retire.
Yes. Okay.
Kirk, listen, I got to take a break. If you have some more questions, hold on, and we'll be happy to talk to you on the other side and give you some more strategy if you prefer. Yeah, sometimes it makes sense to do it, and other times it does not. It just depends on your individual circumstances. So we will talk more about this and anything else that's on your mind. You give us a call right now. We've got a couple of lines open still. 877-PLANNER, our number. 877-752-6637. Emails as well at our website, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Will I never be to heaven? It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Some lines open for you right now, 877-752-6637. We've been talking a little bit about rollovers. We had a call from Kirk who was talking, really, his was more of a conversion-type call. But conversions and that kind of thing can play at least a role in some of the stuff that we're talking about. You mentioned who should consider doing a 401k rollover.
This comes into play, too. Do you go straight from a 401k to a Roth IRA? Do you want to go to an IRA first?
Yeah. Well, let's cover that now, then.
I mean, there are times where it can work. Now, since we've had Roth IRAs, a lot of people over the years have had some after-tax money in their 401ks. And so we were reading two different sections of the IRS code. One said we could split the after-tax money and send it right to a Roth IRA, and we could split the pre-tax money and send it to a traditional IRA. And there was another section of the code that said, nope, can't do that. Any distribution is going to be pro rata. So we didn't know for a fact whether we could do what we really wanted to do, which was really beneficial to us, which was roll the after-tax money to the Roth.
Because there was nothing that said you can't
There was verbiage in the IRS that said you could, and there was verbiage in the IRS code that said you couldn't.
So ambiguous.
So which one was the right one? Well, thankfully, 2 years ago, the IRS came out and said, okay, we're going to put this to bed. You can transfer the after-tax portion of your 401k through a rollover directly to a Roth IRA. You don't have to prorate the distribution. 100% of the after-tax money can go directly to a Roth IRA. 100% of the pre-tax money can go directly to a traditional IRA. Now, it does have to be a full distribution to make this happen, but it works out really well. So that's a good reason to do a rollover from 401k, to split up the money. Because otherwise, that money stays in the 401k, and a normal distribution, if you just said, send me $10,000 out of my account, they're going to pro rata the distribution between the two different types of money, pre-tax and post-tax.
Just like they would do with an IRA when you're converting or whatever.
But by rolling the whole thing over when you're retired or when you leave that employer to the two different types of IRAs, you can isolate now. And now all future growth on that after-tax money is in the Roth. And once you hit 59 and a half in 5 years, you're good to go.
You know, we had a question one time. How did that post-tax money get into the 401k in the first place?
Well, there are some plans that do allow for after-tax contributions. Either you're limited by what you can do on a pre-tax basis by, you know, HCE rules or something else, or they allow you to go higher than and let you put more in. Now, unfortunately, it's very confusing for some people because the company will list different accounts in your 401k or different balances. They'll say pre-tax balance, after-tax balance. But that after-tax balance is really the cumulative effect of the after-tax contributions, and it includes the growth on those after-tax contributions. Well, guess what? The growth on after-tax contributions are pre-tax money.
Yeah, of course.
So they really should be included in the other category. So a lot of people look at it and say, hey, I've got $500,000 in my 401k, and my after-tax account's $127,000. That means I can roll over 127 to the Roth. No, they've been in the employer for 30 years and only 50 of it was actually contributions. The other 77,000 was earnings on that after-tax
contribution. You've got basis in that 401k.
I've got basis, but it's 50 grand.
Right.
In that hypothetical example. So only the 50 can go to the Roth without a tax. So, but it did open up a lot of possibilities. And I see people, some plans have actually allowed for after-tax contributions. Now, should you do after-tax contribution to your 401k? If you are younger and you're going to be with this employer for a really long time, no, I don't think it's a good idea. Because the majority of the money when you finally do retire is going to be the earnings on that after-tax money. It's still going to be in the 401k. You might as well build up a personal account or hopefully a Roth IRA with that. Excuse me. For somebody who is in their later years, 55 and older, who is only going to work for another 5, maybe 10 years, and they can build up a big chunk of after-tax money and then roll it to an IRA, a Roth IRA. That makes some sense.
That could make some sense. 877-PLANNER, by the way, is our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. If you've got a question on any of this, that doesn't have to be on rollovers. You can call us at 877-PLANNER. You can also, by the way, go from take the pre-tax money from an IRA, if the company allows it, and move it into a 401k. You can
right.
move it back and forth.
So there's reasons to roll IRA money back to a 401k, and that is that you really like the investment options in the 401k.
How big is age a factor? How old you are, how big is that a factor from either going from a 401k into IRA or back and forth in these rollover decisions?
I mean, I don't know that it's that big of a decision unless I am getting closer to that 55 area if I want to retire early, somewhere between 55 and 59 and a half. If I'm going to retire at 62 or 60 or later, I'm not all that worried because I can get access to either type of money, IRA or 401k. But for somebody who's looking to retire at 55, 56, 57, having money in the 401k can make the transition from a paycheck to living off of your earning or your personal accounts a little bit easier because the 59 and a half rule changes on a 401k. As long as I terminate employment in the year that I reach age 55, I can start taking withdrawals from that company's 401k, profit sharing plan, whatever, without a penalty. Now, it's only that employer that I terminated from when I turn 55 or older, the year I turn 55 or older. It's not from previous employers, and so it's a fairly specific issue, and it's also only if that employer actually lets you take distributions. Some employers let you take one partial distribution, and that's it. And I just described the federal government's thrift savings plan. Some employers let you do it all you want, because it's all computerized now. You can just say, send me $5,000, send me $2,000, send me, as long as it's $250 or $1,000, they don't care how much you take out. Some don't let you take any partial withdrawals. Nothing, zero, nada. You either take it all or you just leave it alone. They don't want to have to deal with any paperwork. They don't want to have to deal with you. And so you have to at least know what your current employer is allowing, because although the rules allow for it, the employer can be more restrictive on the way they administer the plan. So if you're looking to try to retire early and if you're looking to try to take some money from a 401k at 56, 57, 58, make sure they allow it first, because it can really screw up your planning process if you thought you were going to be able to do it.
And you can't do it. So yeah, look into it first. Okay, so what about hardships now?
Hardships are distributions.
Right. So how does this, first of all, can you roll over hardships?
A hardship withdrawal is where you go to the employer, your current employer, you're still working there, and you're saying, I've already maxed out my loans, or you guys don't offer loans. I need to take some money out of my 401k for a hardship. And the company can define what a hardship is. Just being a little short this week isn't going to do it. Needing more party money isn't going to do it. But if you qualify for hardship, they can make a distribution to you before you terminate employment. That distribution has to go to you. It is not a rolloverable opportunity. I made that a new word there.
I think we know what you mean, though. Oddly enough, we figured out what you mean.
It's all about communication.
Of course it is.
Words are for communication. And
that's exactly what you did. Rolloverable. All right, go on.
You cannot decide later that, oh, I didn't need this money, so therefore I'm going to roll it back into the 401k or I'm going to roll it back over to an IRA. A hardship distribution is a taxable distribution, and if you're not 59 and a half, this is not a 55 age rule, this is 59 and a half. If you're not 59 and a half, it will be penalized. 10% federal, some states also add a penalty if you're in one of those states, California being one of them. So you have to, it is expensive money to be able to get a hardship. But if it's truly a hardship, that's part of the deal. I saw somebody years and years ago who had quite a bit of credit card debt. And he was actually in jeopardy of losing a security clearance through his employer because he became a target for people trying to manipulate him with that much credit card debt. So he took a very large withdrawal from his 401k so that he could pay off all of his debt so that he could keep his job, basically. So even though it was expensive money, it was more expensive to not do it. But that's a very rare case. And
yes.
So for most people, hardships are tough to deal with because they are so expensive on the money coming out.
Well, you mean expensive for the person who's taking them out?
Yeah, yes.
You have things like disability.
Disability is a different issue. That's not a hardship.
But if where the IRS will allow you to take money out of your 401k without penalty, though.
Right, but generally you're no longer working there when you have the disability. And if you are disabled, then there is no 10% penalty from the withdrawal, whether it's from a 401k, an IRA, or any type of retirement
plan. So what do they
plan?
Consider a hardship then? When you, I mean, if it's not so you can meet your, you know...
It's something I can, so I can so meet can, my financial obligations outside of being disabled. I just got in over my head somewhere. And, you know,
you
whatever
can't pay your bills, say?
I can't
is
pay
that
my bills,
one of them?
You know. And that's, I mean, whatever you know, the hardship
so you,
is.
Well, you could tell your company that you just can't pay your bills, and then you go out and you get your beer money.
Well, but depending upon the company, they're checking on things.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess that's what I'm wondering, because I know we've had questions from people asking us about...
Some companies don't question it. They just let you take it. Some companies say, okay, you know, give me an affidavit that shows me why, what's going on, what's happening.
And the IRS doesn't really enter
into
this
picture.
It's not
up to the IRS at this point. It's up to the administrator.
And I wonder why they would be tough on somebody. I guess because of the work involved?
No, they're taking a big brother approach saying, this is your retirement money. We don't want you to squander it. You need it in retirement. So make sure that it's something really, really important.
Okay, well, there you go. All right, 877-PLANNER. More of your phone calls when we come back. So if you're on hold, don't go away. We'll get to everybody before the top of the hour. Don in Clearwater, Florida. We will, in fact, get to you next. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER, Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum. We're coming right back.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters.
We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Bucket Strategy Investing, and guess what? There's another hour coming up with this program in most cities across the country, so continue to join us. If you're here, continue to join us. You can join once. Continue to watch and or listen to the show. Got a whole lot more to talk about. Some emails coming up as well. Money advice happens right here in phone call and email form. And by the way, in person too, just a very quick reminder that coming up on April 30th, Santa Clara, California, that's this Saturday. If you're listening, watching in Santa Clara or around the entire Bay Area of California, join the Brain Trust this Saturday, April 30th. All the details are at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. That's where you sign up. It's all free. Meet Professor Plum. John Ellis will be there from the local office in Santa Clara. And anybody else who'd like to show up, they would love to see you. Again, Santa Clara, California. Join the Brain Trust this Saturday. Go to wealthed.com to sign up, or just give us a call right here. You can do that as well. 877-PLANNER, our number. Don, I said, is next up in Clearwater, Florida. Hello, Don.
No, hi.
How can we help you today?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How can we help you today?
Okay, I have a question. This is a question. My mother, who is 69 years old, has a quote from a large life insurance company, Lincoln National. And it's for one of those things where it's a combination life insurance, and then you tack on, there's a tack on of long-term care.
Okay, yes.
She says the face amount is $65,000, but I don't know, you know, I can't give you any other figures. And that's one of my questions, you know, approximately knowing what I've told you, if you can, what would be available with that kind of a situation for the long-term care part of it, and how does that work?
Well, the long-term care is going to be a multiple of the death benefit. And you can usually take like 4% or so of the death benefit on any given month to be able to pay for long-term care. So if it's
4%,
if it's two times the death benefit, you got a $130,000 pool of assets for the home health care, for the long-term care, and it's 130, 26. Yeah, you could probably take 2 or 4% of that. So I mean, if we're doing the math, I can't do it quick enough in my head.
4% of the it's 1% times 4, so that's 13. That's 5,200. No, that's too much.
That seems too high.
That is too high.
So it's probably 2%. It's probably like 2,600 a month. But they do vary from time to time. So those are types of questions that you need to do before. I mean, but even if it doesn't cover 100%, in many respects, it does help. You know, pay at least some of the expense. And so typically with a $65,000 death benefit, she's probably putting in, you know, maybe $35,000 or so, $40,000 of a lump sum contribution.
Yeah, I think she said 37 or something like that.
Well, that was pretty close, 35, 40.
Yeah.
Right in the ballpark there. And the good thing about these types of policies, even if it doesn't cover 100% of the need, but it depends on what kind of coverage she might need, obviously, how much she needs to take out, because home health care is less expensive than, you know, skilled nursing care. Even home health care has different degrees, whether you have a health care or a homemaker aide, which comes in and helps you do house cleaning and things like that, or a skilled health aide that comes in and helps you do the activities of daily living. There's difference in pricing because one is more skilled than the other. But it, no matter what happens to me, it can help. So there's three things, possible outcomes in life. You're either going to need the cash. Most of the policies will let you get all the cash you put into it back at some point. You're either going to die and you get the death benefit, or you're going to need long-term care. And then you get some help with your long-term care. So I don't have a problem with these kind of policies, but I would sure want to know what the benefit is that I could potentially take out of it so I can plan around that.
Do you have to wait a while before you can, putting in that lump sum?
Typically.
From day one?
Well, first off, they're not going to issue it to somebody who needs care tomorrow. There is an underwriting process, and if somebody is...
No, she went through that. She answered over the phone.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the parameters of the policy, but there's usually like a 2 or 3 month waiting period, too, before the ability to draw money out for the long-term care kicks in.
Okay.
Those are all aspects of the policy, and you can write them differently, so you make sure you know which one you have, so you know when to hit them up for the money.
When you can hit it up for the money?
Right. I mean,
if you put in $37,000, you're using your own money.
Well, yes, but if you use it in the wrong sequence, you're using your own money and you're withdrawing and you're depleting things much faster than if you just use the long-term care benefit. Yes, you're using your money. The money's coming out of the cash value. The money's coming off the death benefit. But if you don't code it correctly and you just take money out of the cash value, then that hurts the ultimate long-term care benefit. So make sure that you know how long it takes. It shouldn't take very long. You know, how long the waiting period is, what the benefit is. You don't want to go over and take too much out, because then, again, you're going to affect how much you can get over the life of the policy. So just know what the parameters are.
So the limit would be the $37,000 that she put in?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But let's say that we put it in, we've got a $65,000 death benefit, and it provides for a, you know, $2,000 a month long-term care benefit. But you ask them and it has a 3 month waiting period. But you don't wait for it, and you ask for it day one. Well, now you're taking it out of the cash value, not the benefit. So you took your cash value down, which is bringing the death benefit down, which is bringing the ultimate long-term care benefit down, because you're not taking it from the benefit, you're taking it from the cash value. So you want to make sure... You want to make sure that you know how long you have to wait to get the long-term care benefit, so that, yes, it's still coming from the cash value, but it doesn't affect your long-term care benefit. You don't have any
problem.
You
don't want that to be reduced, absolutely, yeah.
But... Oh, if you wait until you can do that without being penalized, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that's no problem, because she's in great shape. I mean, you don't know for sure, but anyway, the max would not be $37,000.
Oh no, the long-term care benefit. The long-term care benefit's probably 130 or 150, maybe more, maybe 260,000, spread out over a series of years. So it is a function of the death benefit. So the 37.5 that she's putting in, or 37 she's putting in, buys a certain amount of death benefit. The death benefit is, if you don't need long-term care and you don't need the cash, the heirs get the death benefit. But if you need long-term care, it's generally a multiple of the death benefit.
Two times, two and a half.
Let's say it's two times.
Right.
So the death benefit, let's say it's, 100, he said it was 130. So maybe it's 260,000, and they can take, 50,000 a year. I don't know the real numbers. I'm making this up. Over a 5-6 year period of time. So it creates the pool of money that you can draw down at a specific rate per month.
Yes.
That even if you take all the cash, Even if you take all the death benefit away, there's still potentially some long-term care benefit going forward.
Don, if you need some more help, I just got to take a break here for the top of the hour. If you need some more help, stick around, and we can talk to you more about it in just a little bit. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, talk to Professor Plum or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. The Brain Trust, we call them, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.